It's episode 231, and we've got plugins for cleaning your user base, bulk deletion, inline story maps, custom backgrounds, simple logins, and an amazing new plugin for real-time charts. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, coming to you direct from the Great Wet North, putting a dampener on my wonderful, dry, hot summer.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, it's done nothing but rain here for the last week, man. After having this fantastic, perfect summer, I didn't expect the rain until October.
Well, at least you're getting some.
Yeah, we're getting a lot. We've been getting a lot. It's supposed to be sunny and dry for the next few weeks, though.
So great.
Looking forward to it. Anyway, we have the usual great show for you here today. And right off the top, the usual stuff. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. Or if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your help on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes store, leaving us a review.
That's right, John. Those reviews definitely help us to keep aloft within the rankings. And it brings a lot more listeners to the show. We've had great participation over the summer, and the listener count has grown and grown. And we thank all of those who have already left us a review. But we'd like to encourage you, if you use iTunes and you have not done so yet, please leave us a review. Also, remember, you can follow the show and everything that we do on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make my living with WordPress. In particular, I help people when their websites are broken. So if you broke it, I can fix it. Or if it just broke all by itself after an update, hey, that's when it's time to give me a call and help save you from that white screen of death. You can pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729, or you can send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And John, I'm having a bit of a lottery for my new program at onlinebizcoach.com. If you go there right now and sign up, you'll be on the waiting list, and you'll also be in the line. You'll be watching the ping pong balls go in the chamber as we draw five people. And I'm telling people on our show first, I will draw five people, and those people will have one free year of access, which is worth several thousand dollars. So that's something to pay attention to. Go to onlinebizcoach.com.
Bonus. I better get in there and sign up myself. I could use a year's.
Oh, I'll service. Let you in, John. You're going to get in. Don't worry.
All right. And I myself am fresh from a vacation. That's why the show's so overdue. But the vacation was not nearly long enough nor complete enough, but it was perfect just before the rain hit. Several days of camping here in the Great White North, and then finishing up some home renos. So wanted to let folks know why we're overdue this time, because normally we're not so overdue. But hey, life gets in the way, and some folks don't pre-record ahead of time. So hey, we do the best we can.
That's right. And, you know, the WordPress news, not too much going on. Obviously, WordPress 4.3
dropped, and already they're just talking about nothing but 4.4.
That's right. 4.4 is coming, but there's a lot of cool things in 4.3, and I know that 4.3.1 is coming out very soon.
Well, there's always a security update relatively quickly. 4.3 has been pretty good. I spent some time this last week playing catch-up and updating all my client sites, and the updates went really smooth with every site I put it on. So I can say that it is stable, because I work on a lot of diverse websites with a lot of diverse plugins. So I managed to avoid the problem that so many others had with their short codes breaking because of the release. But other than that, all's good.
Hmm. Yeah, the only thing that didn't work for me was Theme My Login, that plugin Theme My Login.
Really?
Where it gives you kind of a back-end way.
But that actually broke several months back.
Yeah, it broke again, and they've initiated a fix, and it was due to password registration, and when somebody signed up for the site, it wasn't emailing them with what their password was or the link to sign up or anything like that.
That's too bad. Yeah, as much as I love that program, I actually abandoned it a couple of months ago due to not being able to make it work with a project I was working on.
Hmm. Well, unfortunately for me, it was a client. So I've got to come up with a solution to that. And right now I've just done a brief fix on it, and it works. It seems to work. But we'll definitely be on the lookout and update you. I know that hundreds of people probably listening to the show use that same plugin.
Oh, it's a great plugin. And the problem is I've used it off and on over the last several years, and then it breaks and it takes them a while to fix it. And I abandon it for a while. When I come back to it, it works well. And then it works well for a while, and then something breaks. And it's a bad cycle with that one.
Yeah, and the one thing that I love about 4.3 the most, that's a huge advancement, is that it does those cute little kind of shortcuts rather. Yeah. So if you're going to make a numbered list, all you do is do one dot space, and then all of a sudden it turns into that numbered list automatically for you.
Oh yeah, kind of like working inside Word.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It does the same with H2 tags. I think if you do pound or something like that, it does H2s. It does the same for bulleted lists when you use the asterisk next to the particular line item, so it'll start that bulleted list for you.
No, I haven't started playing with those features yet.
Yeah, they're really handy. So make sure you read up on the documentation a little bit to make sure that you know everything that it can do from a capability standpoint.
Cool. All right, and other than that, listener feedback, we just want to make mention to folks, hey, we can get you here on the show. All you got to do is leave us a review in iTunes. We'll read the review out, and we'll read out your website if you leave us a link in the review for your website.
Yeah, and we'll put the link to your website in our show notes, too, so you get some nice link juice.
You do get some nice link juice from it. It'll be an actual follow link, not a no-follow.
That's right.
Bonus. And also, if you want to voice your opinion, don't forget, we have the little... name just slipped my head.
Speak pipe.
Thank you. Speak pipe down in the lower corner of our website. You can click that, record your statement, and we'll play it on the show. Questions, particular, we will actually answer your questions. We'll actually, hey, it's a way to get free advice from us. We'll research your problem. My God, what a deal!
Yeah, there's other services out there that charge like $100 to go find you a plugin.
I charge more than that. So
well, okay.
People to do it. So
you're right. And we'll do it for nothing.
We enjoy
the hunt. We want to find that thing for you.
The hunt is fun. All right. Anything else? Nothing there? I guess it's time for the meat and potatoes then, eh?
That's right.
All right. Off we go. All right, well, the first plugin I've got here today comes from some work I was doing, last week, actually. It's called Clean Up Zombie Users. And this occurred, this was a website, client, long-term client of mine, but for some reason, the site was having some massive overloading issues, and I was having some troubles nailing it down. And one of the problems we found was there was a crap load of zombie users on the site, and I wanted to clean them up and get them out of the site. And basically, they were spam accounts that had been created over time, and they were still being a pain. So what this plugin does, it's an older plugin, but it's still very useful. In other words, it's over 2 years old since it was updated, but it still works pretty decently. You set it up, and you got to keep one thing in mind. It bulk erases every user based on their level. It's like if you've got a crap load of subscribers in there and you want to clean them all out, you can clean them all out. And what it does is it bases it on whether or not they've made a comment on your website. So if you're running an e-commerce site of some sort, you could end up deleting valuable e-commerce people in there. So be careful with the plugin. It's pretty decent, works fairly well. I like the way it worked. We didn't run an e-commerce site. We just wanted to clean up a bunch of junk. And I gave this plugin a 3-dragon rating. It's called Clean Up Zombie Users.
Interesting. So I wonder how often that really has to be done.
If your website is open for subscribers, probably more often than you think. You'd be amazed at how many spammers sign up to your website and never come back again.
That's true. They do the drive-by commenting and it's over.
Yeah, well, even they don't. They just sign up hoping that there's a hole in your site somewhere, because there has been some holes in WordPress in the past that if they got in as a user, they could enter some code and up their level to administrator.
Huh.
Those were security flaws in the past. So if somebody's running an old version of website, that can happen to them.
Huh. All right. Well, the first plugin I want to talk about today is called Story Maps. Now, this is a very interesting plugin. What it does is it superimposes a map on your screen, and you get to tell a story based on different locations in the map. And it has kind of a cool map overlay with little pointers, and it's got a big zoom out or something like that. You know, it's like a little thumbnail that it shows. And so they're kind of like slides. And as you move the slides, it goes to the next location of your story. And there's a text area that you get to actually, you know, that's where the post resides. So it's like a big, huge slider that has a map that's interactive, and you can tell a story based upon it. You really have to see it. It's kind of tough to describe it on the podcast here, but I encourage you to go visit our show notes, check out the link for Story Maps, look at it yourself. And if you do any kind of blogging or posting based on different locations or different parts of the city or things like that, this is an outstanding platform in which to do that. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Pretty cool. Does it add images to it too?
I didn't try images. I assume so, because it's just normal kind of post area within the editor. It just does a custom post type.
Well, it just seems like a pretty cool item because, you know, if somebody does photo blogging or something, they can go along and take photos of their trip.
Yeah, well, here's the way. Actually, it does do that. It does do... you can do a media URL that comes from a number of different services. Like you can embed YouTube, Flickr, Vimeo, Twitter, you know, stuff on there. You just put the link to the external content within the slide, so to speak, of Story Map. And it's neat because it also has categories. So you could categorize it by the city or by whatever it was, like a bike or a run or something like that. And you can just take pictures along the way. So it's a really interactive way to kind of catch the attention of your reader in a fashion that maybe they're not used to online, or that only the real big professionals have done. So it's really outstanding. You should check it out.
Excellent. All right. Well, the next plugin I've got here is called Bulk Delete, and this one relates to the first one. And of course, as I was cleaning up the site, I needed to find other ways to do this. And this site here, or this plugin here, Bulk Delete, allows a much more thorough way of cleaning and deleting stuff from your website. It allows you to choose separate things to delete. You can delete by post, by category, by tag, by custom taxonomies, URLs, custom fields. If you jump to the pro version, you get even more filters. You can remove things that are older than X number of days. This is a great way to clean up a very old website or one that's just accumulated a lot of junk over time. Also, if you've got something where content regularly expires and you need to remove it from your website, you can set it up to schedule deletes, and it'll go in and automatically delete stuff based on a time schedule. All in all, it turned out to be a pretty decent deletion plugin used for cleaning up your WordPress website. I found it to be useful and helped me clean up a few other things in this website I was cleaning up. So I had to give this one a decent 4-dragon rating. It's called Bulk Delete.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah, it's a very handy plugin. Lots of ways to do it. If you go with the pro version, even more ways of even more filters for cleaning it up.
All right. Well, John, I've been toying around with the idea of creating charts on my posts. With the online biz coach thing, I wanted to make sure that I could properly emulate, analytics reports and show hierarchies between different things. And this is a plugin called Blazing Charts. And what it does is it lets you access charting libraries that are already out there. Did you know Google has a thing that you can make live charts just by kind of using their own little short code?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. There are tons of them. So here, let me just give you kind of a rundown in terms of what they have. Okay, so you get your normal pie graph, line graph, all that. It uses high charts, Morris, Zing chart, Google charts, D3, Chartist, Smoothie charts, Flot charts. All these are different external services. And they all have hundreds of charts as far as the options. It's pretty easy to use in terms of the plugin. And the thing that I found the most impressive was that they have a ton of different tutorials actually within the documentation, and there's a lot of cool demos as well on the site. So blazingspider.com is the site where the plugin is, besides the repository. It is in the repository. So I found this to be pretty awesome. I mean, everything that you do is free in terms of the chart. Some of the third parties have links on the charts that, you know, go to their site. But, hey, they've paid for the server power to make that chart for me, so I don't care. Yeah. All in all, an excellent plugin for making charts. Very easy to use. And it's the only one that I've seen that does a compilation of all of the different chart services. So there are literally 50 plugins out there that make charts. But this is the only one I've ever found that can make any chart. And nice. For that, I rated it a 5 out of 5.
Excellent. That one may come in handy for me with a project that may be upcoming for me soon.
You know how you could use it on your Fit You.
Oh, yeah.
That's Fit You. What's it? What is it, John? Give me the plug.
The FitU.ca.
Because that's weight loss stuff. Mm. You can do charts and strength charts and things like that.
Absolutely. I hadn't thought about that. I'll give that to my marketing person and make her go to work.
There you go.
All right. The final plugin I've got here is one that relates to the last one I talked about. And this one helps you out. It's called Simple Login Log. And it's kind of needed for the bulk delete. And what it allows you to do is it tracks all user activity on your site. It tracks when users log in. It tracks what they do and what they create. And once it's in your site long enough, it allows you to be able to use the bulk delete plugin to delete content based on a user. For example, if you've got someone who's been writing for you for a while and some of their content belongs to them and they leave you and leave your site and you need to get rid of it, instead of having to track it all down, this allows you a simple way to delete it for them, delete the junk out of there. Or if for chance you let somebody in accidentally that turned out to load your site full of junk and spam, this is another way to track it down and get rid of it. So there's lots of great uses for it, aside from knowing who logs into your site, when, and how. Pretty decent plugin, pretty simple, straightforward. I gave it a simple 3 dragon rating.
And if you are a developer and you've got a client that doesn't pay,
there's another use for it.
And you can delete it all. All right, let's wrap it up here, John. I've got a great plugin that... I have a site that doesn't use featured images in the post, and I wanted a way that I could still kind of give some flavor to the post without having to use the featured image itself. Mm-hmm. And I found a plugin called Custom Background Per Page. And this plugin allows you to set a custom background on a unique per post basis.
Oh, cool.
So it hooks into the custom background theme feature, and it overwrites the values on single post views or anything like that. Even if you've got themes that do this kind of thing, this will override that. So even if you've got something that does a custom background on the entire site, this overrides that on a post-by-post basis. So you can have the whole rest of the site be whatever background, but then you can use this in terms of per post. Now, what would you use a custom background for? You could set the mood for the post. You could do something like what we talked about before. You could use a map or something like that. Maybe, or you might want to do something like advertising or something like that, a banner, talk about sign up to the mailing list, click the sidebar right here, and you get a little arrow pointing to it. Mm-hmm. Any of that stuff. So it's called Custom Background Per Page, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yes, lots of uses for that one. All right. Well, I got a bit of a discussion this week about a project that was kind of difficult over this past week, and it still pertains to the site for the three plugins I've talked about. And one of the things that happened to me with this site, aside from it being overloading for no apparent reason whatsoever, I discovered in my investigations that the cron jobs had gone crazy on the site. For some reason, it had accumulated several hundred backed up cron jobs, and it never finished them. And every time it started, it would load up the site. And of course, I'd have to kill it, and it would still continue to load them up. So what I found is there is no plugin to help you delete cron jobs from WordPress. Nobody's written one yet. So hear that, developers. There's a good idea for you. Write a plugin that helps delete cron jobs. So the best way to do this is you got to get your hands dirty, roll up your sleeves, and dive into the database and do some work. Not that hard to do. In the show notes, I'm going to have some images on how you can accomplish the process I'm about to describe. But basically, you got to dive into your WP Admin program, which is the program that allows you to get into your database. And you got to dig into your database. And if you are at the least uncomfortable about this, don't do it, because you can damage your whole site in a very big hurry in your database. So what you got to do, though, if you're willing to follow along and dive in, is you go into your WordPress database, you find the search button for it, and you search for the word cron. When that comes up, you will get a listing of where cron appears everywhere in your site. And this lists up not only cron jobs, but other plugins that use cron in multiple ways. But in particular, you are looking for the options section of the cron database, because in here is where every cron job is listed. And once you find the options for it, you'll list up the options, click on that, and it'll take you to the table that contains the cron jobs for your site. And when you find it, you go in there and you delete all the cron jobs without deleting the table, because that table's still needed. And once you delete them from the table itself, it causes it to go blank. And once that happens, WordPress itself will take over and it will recreate the essential cron jobs, of which there's about 12 or so. And once those are created, all of a sudden your website will purr along beautifully for a while. This was something I discovered that I hadn't seen before. So it's kind of a new thing, and it can be very useful if you're having a website that is, for no apparent reason, overloading. You might be looking at a cron issue. So you might want to dig into it and check it out. And it was a fantastic. So check out the show notes where I have all the screenshots necessary to walk you through going through the database. It was a great little project, and it was a great little piece of information I discovered this past week. So check it out.
All right. That sounds good. I've seen that, and I actually even saw an interesting cron related plugin today. I did not review it, but it's something that when the cron jobs all stop suddenly, it emails you and tells you and everything else.
So. Helps you figure out that they've jammed up and get them kickstarted again.
That's right.
But yeah. One of the other things I discovered while doing this too is there's a lot of plugins. Like this site that I worked on is over 5 years old. So we've had plugins put in, removed, changed, updated, and over time. There's plugins that hadn't been on the site in a couple years, yet the cron jobs were still in there in the database.
Yeah. And you know what? You bring up an interesting topic, and I'm going to use this part for my rant, okay?
Feel free.
All right. So right now we are in a phase where just about everybody has WordPress managed hosting or something like that.
Yes.
Or, you know, anybody who does a host. I don't think anybody's really doing shared hosting anymore, and if you are, that's kind of weird. I don't know why you would do that.
Well, still pretty common.
That's true. Okay, so the thing that I need to kind of get on my soapbox about is they have stage sites, and they have things that you can just copy from a production site to a stage site, or rather, I'm sorry, production site to a live site. Mm-hmm. So copy your live site over to your production site and start disconnecting plugins.
Yes.
This should be the first thing that you do as a developer when you're taking over an old website, is start removing things and then take a look and see if there's short codes or something like that that are making like tables. Maybe they didn't know how to do a table in HTML, so they just downloaded some crazy table. I've seen it many times. Or anything. I mean, just any kind of weird niche gallery from a plugin that, you know, nobody's ever used, but this client. And start just unhooking things, start yanking on the cords, get rid of everything, and then start to put things back that you know are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised as to how efficient a site can be. Maybe that there's a new plugin out there that does the task of two or three plugins that they had on the site. Things have changed, like Twitter and Facebook embedding and all of that.
Oh, a lot's changed over the last 5 years.
Right. I mean, just the Twitter OAuth procedures are much different than they were just a couple years ago. I mean, you've got to, Facebook too, you got to go make an app, you got to do all these different things. So I really suggest that as a developer, you might also want to talk to your client and say, you know, we really need to kind of tune things up. I need maybe 2 or 3 hours of time booked so that I can really take care of this and make sure that you have a good user experience.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the key words right there, user experience. And, it, you know, when I'm on a site and it loads, you know, fast as blazes, I'm much more likely to interact. When things hang and freeze, that's the tab that I close first, believe me.
Absolutely.
So just a simple lesson from me to you.
Excellent. Well, keep that in mind, folks. Clean up your WordPress website. If you don't want to do it, you can hire me. I do a good job of that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So I covered up in this episode, clean up zombie users, which I gave a 3-2, bulk delete, which I gave a 4-2, and simple login log, which I gave a 3-2.
And I talked about story maps, interactive map and story creator. I gave that one a 4 out of 5. Blazing charts, which allows you to take advantage of many, many different third-party chart services and APIs. Gave that one a perfect 5. And I talked about custom background per page, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
All right, and time for a little commercial. Right now, it's easier than ever to share your fitness story. You can start your own free fitness blog or website at thefitu.ca. The FitU, a health and fitness community, WordPress-driven, something you won't even have to worry about all the updates and functionality on because it's a multi-user website that allows you to go create yourself a fantastic fitness website using some excellent themes and plugins specifically curated for the fitness community. And if you really need yourself a higher-end website for only a few dollars a month, you can have yourself a full, complete e-commerce website without all the headaches of keeping it up to date. Check it out at thefitu.ca.
All right. And I want to remind everyone to be sure to sign up to my mailing list at marcuscouch.com. I'm going to be doing videos, John, just from my phone, maybe a couple minutes in length every day, and send them out right through my mailing list. That's the only place that you're going to find them. It's just me maybe talking about different things I found in WordPress or WordPress news or something to do with internet marketing or those types of things. I've got an hour, you know, I've got an hour throughout the day that I'm literally right at the beach, like standing on it. And I'm going to take that time to kind of turn the camera to me rather than doing what I do now is listen to podcasts while I'm sitting there at the beach. I'm going to start talking to people. So it's going to be a really good vibe, and I encourage all the listeners to sign up so they can get kind of exclusive content to that video link setup that I'm about to do. So head on over to marcuscouch.com.
Bonus.
Yeah.
All right. And a few simple reminders. Don't forget, please stop in at the iTunes store and give us a review. It greatly helps the show out by giving us a review and boosting us up in the rankings. And if you listen to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We greatly appreciate it.
All right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john at wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com or onlinebizcoach.com, and find me on Twitter at marcuscouch.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.